Doesn't it feel as if recycling has been around forever? Wisconsin enacted its law in 1990. It meant communities had to come up with ways to keep things like milk jugs and soup cans out of landfills. You might be surprised to learn that this week, one local community will just be getting its first recycle carts, West Allis. Its residents have been using plastic bags all these years. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz follows the city's recycling transition.
Melissa Oberdorf remembers the days before West Allis trucks started hauling away recyclables. Her family members were early adopters.
I remember my dad taking us to the city dump on the weekends, and it was our job to help separate all the different glass. So you had like your green glass, your clear glass. They all had to be separated, your plastic, all the time.
Oberdorf's dad, Bruno Glapinski, loved crushing his own cans and pocketing a few dollars in return. Glapinski thinks back to 1994, when West Allis rolled out its curbside pickup.
It started with the West Allis bags that we have, the blue ones. You couldn't have a clear bag or anything. If you did, they didn't take it. If you had a bottle cap on a bottle in there, they didn't take it. They were real strict.
And no paper or cardboard in the bags. Residents have to bundle it separately. But now the paper is in and the plastic recycle bags are out. This week, West Allis will deliver blue carts to residents' doorsteps. Although Glapinski will be able to drop all his recyclables into his new cart, he still has a wait-and-see attitude.
Yet to be determined because, number one, you got to find another space to put them in. There's pros and cons. Like I told you in the past, if we were on vacation and it was that Tuesday that they were coming around and recycling, well, we could just throw the bags in the trunk and take them down there.
Tim Last understands how Glapinski feels. Last is West Allis's sanitation and street superintendent.
They're used to the blue bags. Seems like one of the biggest issues was the size. You know, what are we going to do with a 96-gallon cart? We don't have the room.
Last says a bin's footprint is no bigger than a recycling tub other communities use. And he adds the new covered carts will keep rodents out.
Yeah, because if people do not clean out their containers like the city ordinance calls for, then that attracts the animals. And the rodents will rip open the bags and make a mess. So this will definitely deter from that. It's going to be a huge plus.
Another change coming with the carts. West Allis is adding more items residents can recycle. The new acceptable list includes aerosol cans and...
Before, we only took 4 of the plastics. Now we take all 7 of the plastics, 1 through 7.
Last year, West Allis recycled about 3,100 tons. Last thinks the new bins could bring in another 30%. Andy says the city stands to become greener financially.
Our tipping fees will be less because there'll be less tonnage going into the landfills.
Plus...
West Allis will be receiving money's back. Aluminum, glass, you know, whatever that market is, it fluctuates.
Melissa Oberdorf will pass on the new recycling nuances to her family in West Allis. Remember, her dad taught her to sort glass and recycle as a child. Today, Oberdorf has 2 children of her own.
They're 3 and 5, and they know what goes in the recycling bin and what doesn't. So, I mean, you have to start them out young. And they know not to litter. We have to respect our earth. That's what they're taught.
And now it will be one blue recycling cart at a time. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.